Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Kat from Dining at Disney, and I'm here with Kristen. Kristen, tell us about some travel deals.
Well, for those of you that miss the free Disney dining plan promotion, there is a new type of promotion out right now, and it's the Disney Dining Promotion Card. So the way this works, it's part of their Stay, Play, and Dine summer promotion. With the purchase of a 5-night, 4-day Walt Disney World non-discounted room and ticket package, you can get up to $750 on a Disney dining card for purchase of food and beverage at select locations. Now, the way this is it depends on what resort you're staying at. So, and it varies by the dates too. So your options are gonna be, if you are staying at a value resort, you'll either get 35 per night or 50. At a moderate resort, 75 or 100. And then at the deluxe, it'll either be 125 or 150. So if you are staying at a deluxe and you decide to go for 10 days, it's not gonna be 750, it's gonna be $1,500 because you're gonna get that per night.
So, cool.
You can. That ends up being a lot of money, but you know, Grand Floridian, it comes with a nice price tag too.
I'll take it.
And how can people book these trips?
They can contact me by. You can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
And I thought I had issues talking.
Thanks, you passed it on to me.
Sorry, can't help it. Anyway, Happy New Year once again. Kat's with us this time. So happy about that. Don't forget that this episode is brought to you by good friends over there at Shure and the MV7 microphone kit. Check it out. It's got USB XLR outputs, so you can plug it straight into your computer or your interface. Sound like a pro with the Motive app that comes included with it, so you can make the microphone do all the work for you. Sound like $1 million. Check out the link on our show notes at Shure.com, Shure.com. It is the MV7 podcast mic. Also, Gator Frameworks, they provide stands, accessories for podcasters, content creators, musicians, lighting, AV equipment, and so much more. Step up your game this year, because it's new year, new you, new gear for you and your office and your studio. GatorFrameworks.com, and tell them Dining at Disney Podcast sent you.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney Podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney Podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat Arcori.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney Podcast. I'm Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
And I'm Al John. Lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan. Happy New Year. And I'm joined by...
I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian. I'm a damsel. I'm in distress. I can handle this. Welcome to the show.
You need no rescuing.
If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click that notification bell.
Ooh, I'm on it this time. Yeah, gold star.
So today we've got a little bit of food news. We're going to be talking about a kitchen fire as well as an after hours event coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios and updates to restaurants and menus.
Hey, by the way,
yeah,
how was your holiday, Kat, now that Bubba joined us a few days ago? Told us that, you know, that he's okay, everything's cool. You know, I know he's going through a rough patch because it's just one of those things. Life happens.
But yeah.
How about you?
He's on the bat roll.
He's on the bad luck roll. Yeah.
It comes in threes, though. He hit three. I feel like we're okay. Mm-hmm. We only can go up from here. Only way to go is up.
Isn't that true?
Yeah. My holiday was good. I spent it with the fam. We all cooed over your Christmas card.
Aww.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice holiday. Everybody's healthy, which is the only thing I care about. And yeah, I got to hang out with my dog.
Nice.
Got some new shoes. It was great.
That's awesome. You love it.
Yeah.
I love the fact that your family is kind of an extension of our family. So we love that about your family and you.
Same goes for you guys. Awesome. For sure.
You're so good. I also wanted to send a shout out to Jeremy Renner because over the past weekend during the New Year's holiday, he was helping people get out of a big torrential snowfall and he got run over by his own snowplow.
Yeah.
And was in critical condition, was touch and go, I guess. Lost a lot of blood, but one of his neighbors had put him in a tourniquet in his leg. I guess they saved his leg and saved him. And he shared a picture over social. But Kat, you were discussing how he had been doing something good, right? As a good Samaritan.
Yeah, he was out trying to help his neighbors get out of the snow over there near Tahoe outside of Reno. And, you know, he's well known in that area for helping all his neighbors. He has not to make this like a publicity thing, but he does have his renovation show coming out on Disney Plus, where he did renovations for a lot of people just out of the charity of his own heart. And I think that's really wonderful. And I wish him and his family, you know, whatever they may need, strength, peace, whatever. And we hope he gets a speedy recovery.
Yeah.
You know, they play larger than life characters as the Avengers and Hawkeye. We're talking about how beloved Hawkeye is, kind of the gel and the grounded member of the Avengers who really keeps the team together.
Definitely. He's one of my favorite, but I think it's because of him in that role.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. There's something about him in his eyes. I feel like not only is he a great musician, but he's just a great human being.
And there's a kindness that you see in him it's not fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
super genuine. Yeah. I love that about him. And I think that gives him that enduring quality. It's that whole situation in Avengers 2 where he looks at Scarlet Witch and says, you know, I don't have superpowers, but when I go out there, we're going to be Avengers. Right.
Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of the superheroes who have to take the stairs. So I love Hawkeye. I love me some Cap. But, you know, it really makes me feel good when we hear about those people that we look to as heroes doing heroic things in their everyday lives. It's like really important to remember that, you know, they're famous and they have all this money, but they're still out there doing some good, some charity, some, you know, not supporting questionable politicians, but like actually doing good in their neighborhoods with their neighbors. Like that's really important.
I think that's great. And so for just being a good human being, and I think that that's a really great thing to strive for as 2023 opens. You look at the world and your situation and others with empathy, and you look to do good in the world. And I think that's admirable.
Mm-hmm. I prefer the celebrities who don't behave like celebrities, that they're the people that they go out, and if they were standing in line next to you, you know, when you had something that maybe they had thought about buying, they'd be like, hey, have you had that before? Do you like it? You know, that kind of thing. And like, they're just everyday people, because really everybody is an everyday person. It's just how you do you behave that way, or do you take what little fame you get and turn it into having a God complex and thinking the world now revolves around you?
Yeah.
All right, James Corden. Anyway,
what? Woof.
I'm gonna go to a restaurant.
Hey,
make a hell of a loop.
Double woof.
I'm glad he's out. I'm sorry. I love Carpool Karaoke, and I thought it was great in Into the Woods, but man, just don't treat people like people. That's all I got to say. Treat people like people.
Truth. Truth.
So we're going to treat you, our listeners, with some tasty treats now, right?
Yes.
Yay.
How about that for a turnaround?
Let's start talking about a kitchen fire.
Oh God.
That's our, okay. Straight to arson. Let's go.
Oh my goodness me.
All we're right. talking about tragedies today.
So Disney World restaurant experienced a kitchen fire that had impacted the menu over Beaches and Cream. And there's a limited menu there due to the fire in the kitchen. There's no hot food available at the restaurant. And Beaches and Cream has got burgers, hot sandwiches, and soup. These items aren't available, which is horrible because it's nice to have a little burger and hot sandwich there. And soup. You know, because we like all that stuff there.
And we don't know when the menu will be back to what it should be. Mm-hmm. Be interesting.
Well,
you're moving the table and I can't.
I'm sorry. Well, at least with Beaches and Cream, they do have some of the things that people love. Obviously, they got to have the cream part. So the ice cream is still there, right?
Yes.
So if you want to get the kitchen sink or the Sitting Away Jose, I mean, those things are still there, which is great because that's why.
So really the best reason to go is still there.
Yeah, ice cream.
Yes,
ice cream. Lord forbid. We had a fire
and it melted cream, all the ice cream. And we had no
freezers. We're done now. This is the end.
Yes, that's right.
I got to tell you, until this story came out, I didn't realize that Beaches and Cream served regular food because I've never been there before, but that works out.
There you go. There you go. All righty. And now
let's talk about some menu updates at places. So we're going to start with the Magic Kingdom. Over at Casey's Corner, they have added the all beef footlong Chicago style hot dog.
My favorite kind.
Yeah.
I like them too.
Is there any other?
In my book, no. Maxwell Street Polish is the next option.
100%. Yeah, I was going to say because, you know, I mean, you have, yeah, the Chicago dog is like the legit thing. And also in Chicago, Italian sausage is a close second.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They also added cotton candy and popcorn.
That one's at the Cool Ship.
Oh, at the Cool Ship?
They added cotton candy.
Oh, yes, Cool Ship.
It's spaced weird on this.
Losing my mind. No. Over at Rosencrown Pub, they added a single malt flight, a Johnny Walker flight, and the McAllen flight. I like the last one.
Sign me up. Mm-hmm.
At the why is that there twice?
It's at the pub and in the dining room. Yeah.
Okay, at the UK Beer Garden, is right outside the restaurant, they removed the Smithwick's Irish Ale and they have replaced that with the Bombardier Amber Draft. That's
interesting. It's been years since they've had anything other than that. So
Aljon, do you want to talk about the stuff at Disney Springs that has been added?
Absolutely. Check out Jock Lindsay's, one of our favorite places. They've got the brand new Anything Goes cocktail, Bold City Brewery's Duke Cold Nose Brown Ale.
That's good.
Modelo Especial, Three Daughters Rose Hard Cider, and Sierra Nevada Hazy Little Thing. So they added a few more drinks. They removed a few as well, but those are noted. We also have new additions over at Salt and Straw. They've got the brand new January flavors. You know, they have updated flavors every month with their dairy-free decadence series, Bananas Foster, Chocolate Sorbet, Toasted Oat Milk and Cookies, Peanut Butter Brittle Caramel Fudge.
Hey, that probably tastes like the peanut butter brittle I made, which was more like a caramely peanut butter brittle.
I actually want you to make that Salt and Straw base and put that in there now that we're reading it. I feel like that is right now what you're going to do this weekend, and I'm going to help. And then you've got red velvet cake with cream cheese frosting. Ooh, all kinds of great stuff there at Salt and Straw. I love going there.
Okay, I needed to know what was in an Anything Goes cocktail, so I looked it up. I'm going to read it to you.
Yes.
Tito's Handmade Vodka. Ancho Reyes chili liqueur.
Ooh. I've been wanting to try that.
Yes. Lime juice, passion fruit juice, and pineapple juice.
Mm. Ooh. I'll
Sounds
take
lovely.
Anything goes.
Anything goes.
I like the sweet and the spicy.
Yes.
I'm on my Spice Girls kick. Did I tell you, Kat?
Oh, you're on a Spice Girls kick? That just made my entire day.
I am a huge Spice Girls fan. I don't, no one knows this, but now
they do.
Now everybody knows.
Your secret's out.
Well, I saw the Spice Girls on their North American tour back in 1997.
Yes.
Fan of the Spice Girls. I always had like my college and my radio friends, because I was still doing alternative rock at the time, and discovered Spice Girls in our top 40. Like, oh, this is our new spins for this month. And so I was doing alternative rock and pop and programming it for multiple radio stations. And then came upon the Spice Girls. I was like, what is this? Wannabe. This is awesome. And been a fan ever since, and got Mel C's audiobook.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was free. It was audible.
I love her.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm on the Spice Girls. So now I cannot stop watching Spice Girls videos and like listening to the Spice Girls music. It's insane.
I am not.
Eldon, I'm not going to lie to you. I just wrote an episode of Eat the Pictures about Spice World because they had their 25th anniversary last month.
That's right. Yeah. 25th anniversary of Spice World.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've got it on VHS somewhere, which is awesome.
See, I was not into any pop music at that time. Instead, I was listening to the alternative rock station
that I was
so
on.
Things like Cake, you know?
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Play the heck out of some Cake and Everclear and Eve Six and every band that yes. had a, that looked like a license
that
plate.
That was all Candlebox, like all that stuff. That was all.
Oh, and I played all that stuff in my
that
band.
That was all
too,
I listened
so.
To. If it was, if my radio was always on the alternative rock station, it did not change ever.
But I have to tell you, I had a soft spot for total sugar pop. Mm-hmm. Boy bands and girl bands, and so I was all into like Destiny's Child and Backstreet Boys. And
but
like,
so you, yes. you can name all, who was in what band.
I used to. I probably will fail.
I'm lucky
today,
if but. I can get the name matched right with the right band.
But to see the thing too is that I was on the radio, so there was a lot of that stuff when I was Johnny Go at 7 to midnight, and you know, doing top 40 and benchmarks and all kinds of like, you know, the 7 to midnight. Top 40 DJ stuff, and then doing alternative rock too. So
what is the point of bed checks?
It's just a horrible way to get people on the phone to make it sound like you're talking to a live audience, which most of the time you weren't at that time. But anyway, hey, look, this is a huge deviation.
Sprinkles.
Okay, so hey, bucket of pop music, pop tart teacup, pop
tart.
Tag team back again. Sprinkles added a pop tart cupcake that's available right now if you act fast.
Oh,
so there you go.
Gideon's bake.
I'm gonna talk about Gideon's because I love Gideon's. It even though I can't eat there. January specials of Gideon's include the cookie butter butterscotch cake slice, cookie butter butterscotch cookie, and cookie butter butterscotch cold brew.
And tell us about the cookie butter. For those that are not in the know, cookie butter is a joy.
Cookie butter is one of those things that I dream about because I can't have it. But it's made of like a Biscoff cookie. So if you ever flown on a Delta flight and they offered you cookies, it's those, the Speculoos. So, and they basically make it into like a peanut butter with those in it, and it's freaking delicious.
So
I've been told.
So Nutella is, you know, got the hazelnut spread with chocolate. It's so darn good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Biscotti is kind of like, you're right, the cookie butter. It really is like a peanut butter, but you know, Biscoff cookies.
Yes.
God, that cookie butter.
Well, we had that. We had
Did you it. Eat it?
Oh, yeah.
You ate it out of the can?
No, I didn't eat it out of the can. I just ate it with other cookies.
That's fair.
What's wrong with you?
I was like,
no, that's the right choice.
I gotta eat it.
No. No, you didn't need to.
She brought it home, and I was like, oh my, I am sold 110%.
Yeah, there's like a
hiding stuff from you.
No. Let me just buy more of it. That's what I say.
Trader Joe's has a version.
You don't tell me we're out of something, and then I go to get it and eat it, and it's gone. My sister used to do that to me.
I have news for you. We've been out of the biscotti butter for like 6 months.
No, no, we haven't. It was down there not that long ago because I saw it.
Okay, well, might want to check on it. I think I ate it all. Anyway.
I feel like I need to go check now.
Okay, so at Everglazed, they added the Resolution Cold Brew. Only Lord knows how long that's going to last as well. At the Coca-Cola rooftop bar, they added Winter Flurry Punch. And I'll let Kat talk about the rest there.
Hold on. I need to know what a Winter Fury Punch is.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Let's see.
Over at Ale and Compass, while she's looking at that, Ale and Compass added the Blue Crab Bisque, which sounds decadent.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. I like seafood bisques.
Yes. Kristen, you got a couple things.
Just so you know, Trails End is now closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Yeah. Let's see.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
Never mind. I don't know.
At Carousel Coffee, they have added a Greek yogurt parfait, a smoked salmon kit with plain bagel, veggie crunch sandwich, a power pack, and chicken and walnut salad wrap, and a fresh fruit cup.
Nice.
Fresh fruit cup.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Should we talk about Disneyland? Or did you find what it is?
Well, I think I got it. I think I got it. Where is it? Okay, I got it. No, I didn't get it. Okay. There's no ingredients here. That's very annoying. Okay, it doesn't matter. I'll find it someday.
Okay, Kat, Disneyland.
Disneyland. Salt and Straw also has the January flavors of the Dairy-Free Decadence series, which I will be partaking in. Sprinkles also added the Pop-Tart Cupcake that's available this week, as we said before. The Tropical Hideaway has removed Mango Dole Whip, Raspberry Mango Dole Whip, and Loaded Chili Mango Dole Whip, and added Spicy Dole Whip Dipping Sauce and Holiday Dole Whip Sundae.
Hmm.
The Holiday Dole Whip Sundae was very good. I had it. It was lovely.
I wonder,
half lime, half cherry.
I feel like they should change the name of it if they're going to keep it now that, like, holidays are now done. I feel like holiday, you just think, like, Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like it'd be like red and green.
Yeah. I don't know.
They added.
Still delicious.
Yeah, what, I agree. Stainless steel tumbler. Holiday stainless steel tumbler. So they added that at Alien Pizza Planet? I guess they're trying to just sell off a bunch of holiday merch before it runs out, right?
I guess.
It's strange.
They got too much did you stuff guys talk, to do with it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about the new Carousel Coffee thing?
Oh, I think we missed that.
I meant just in general about it opening while I was away. I didn't.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think
so.
No.
Well, that's here too. That one's in Orlando, where at the boardwalk, I believe. Am I wrong?
I think you're right.
Okay. They added a Greek yogurt parfait, a smoked salmon kit with a plain bagel.
I mentioned what they added.
Okay. Did you see it? Have you seen any of the pictures?
I have not yet.
It is. It looks like a Holiday Inn in there.
Oh my gosh.
It's very disappointing.
Oh no.
It's like not themed at all. It's just like white and blue walls, like a hospital waiting room. Like, I don't even know.
We did talk about that. I was talking about, we're talking about a theming, and I don't remember if this was on the Disney list on our year end episode, or it was just me in a fever dream. Because we were looking at some stuff, and I told you, I said, look at how generic that coffee shop looks.
That's no. You know what it was?
What?
We were watching videos on YouTube.
That's it.
Yes. And it was all about how they have changed things at the boardwalk, and they have nothing to do with the theming. It has been.
Yeah.
It's soulless.
I hate it. Yeah,
like Bellevue Lounge. Oh my gosh. I'm like, what? Why?
Yeah, why do they remove all the cool trunks and the really cool furniture and the theming of that whole area and turn it into IKEA? A rooms to go?
Seriously, it's a Marriott.
Yeah, it looks like it looks like a Marriott.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Like Fairfield Inn.
Oh, totally. Fairfield Inn lobby. Yeah, totally.
It's so weird.
And then Spring Hill Suites. Spring Hill Suites. Yep.
It's like, yeah, everything has got that kind of, you know, open air, you know, this is not Connections Cafe, y'all.
No.
You know, and so they're removing the theming. The coffee shop looks so generic. Well, and we saw what
they did to Grand Floridian too.
Oh, yeah.
The lobby. It's just...
Why are you
taking away the theming? The more they do that, the more they're going to find people going, okay, so it's $700 a night to stay here, or I can stay at this place looks very similar at the Delta.
Or the Delta, yeah.
And it's like 1/6 of the price. I think I'm going to go with the Delta.
Yeah.
There's no Disney in there.
Yeah, they can't be doing this.
They must be stopped, Kat. They must be put the Disney back into Disney, Iger.
Yeah, maybe we'll see some Iger updates, although I don't have high hopes.
I don't either.
I don't know. Something good has got it's. They've got to turn it around, and they got to get the right person in there. Because if they don't, they're going to find more and more people go, this is not worth the money.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not getting the return on investment with purchasing this vacation. Instead, I'm going to purchase this vacation over here because I get more bang for my buck.
I think, you know, they're alienating hardcore fans like us, thinking that, you know, these other folks will come in to spend more money in their yield management, you know, situation that they're in with the, you know, the stuff that Chapek had put in the process, you know, before he left. But, you know, you gotta just make more of an effort. I feel like that some of the team there that they have is limited by budget and imagination.
Yeah.
Maybe it's void of that. You know, Kat, I mean, you're a creative person yourself in the field. And I feel that, yes, there are budgetary restraints and things like that that do happen. But surely there's a better way of doing it than adding just some generic furniture that you can get at a rooms to go, you know?
Yeah, half the charm of Disney hotels and resorts is the thought behind it. Having a story that you can actually see and a narrative that's followable, and it doesn't have to be Trader Sam's every time. I don't need, you know, every single thing on the floor to have a meeting and a story behind it and tell me where the coins that are in the corner of the dustbin, where they're from. I don't care. But like, give me just a little bit more than some square chairs and tables and plain walls and photo frames and frames from IKEA. It's easy to put a paint treatment on a wall. It really is. And it would be something as small as that that would make the difference.
Yeah. When I had paused it on a video of the coffee shop, and I said, what is this fresh hell mess? Because it was literally pictures of the resort in a silver frame in a group of three. It's like, yep. I can order a mixed tile right now that'll beat that. You know, it is ridiculous. Like, it's,
yeah,
it's funny even, you know, because this is not the Disney. If you want to freshen up the look, you can freshen up, open up concepts and things while still integrating elements of the theme and story and make them, you know, very, and have a little bit of that modern twist, but you don't have to make everything so modern that it's void of any soul, of any thought, as you say.
You know what?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. One of my Christmas presents was this Loki corksicle here.
Oh, I love that one.
Uh-huh. And you know what? It has more personality than that coffee shop.
And it's three colors.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
I love it.
It's so cool. It looks cooler in person than it does in pictures.
You know, the rule of three comes in so handy in design, as you know, Kat.
Absolutely.
You know, three colors, three different heights, you know. The rule of three is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. Or the golden rule, if you like to follow that design aesthetic, which anyway, let's move on, shall we?
Wait, okay. We have to circle back because I found out what a winter flurry punch is.
Okay, back to the
winter. Winter flurry punch is made with Malibu rum, blue curacao, Fanta pineapple and Sprite. It's garnished with a lemon slice and a blue rock candy stick, and they serve it to you with a Tums, because that sounds like a stomach ache.
Wow.
That is super sweet, yo.
Yeah. It's also violently blue.
It's very blue.
And it's $10 at the Coke bar if you want to get it. So.
Well, yeah, if the Smurfs were a Disney property, I would say Smurf drink.
Yeah, for real.
But since they're not,
it's for Avatar.
Yeah, it's an Avatar drink.
There you go.
It's a James
That's
Cameron.
What our kids need to watch is the Smurfs.
Oh, 100%. They do need
the Smurfs.
Smurfity Smurfs.
Yeah, my sister was like, do you get them anything that's not Disney? Like,
no.
I'm like, sure. What it is, I don't know. But
we get them Duplo blocks. That's not Disney.
That's true. They like the Minions? Those aren't Disney.
Oh, they do like Minions. They do. They do like the Despicable Me for that. I have.
I think them. Mommy likes Despicable Me more than they like Despicable Me.
Well, who doesn't like Despicable Me?
That's fair.
Okay. Gru.
I don't think they saw anything else that's like non-Disney animation.
He-Man.
Oh yeah, they did. What they started watching He-Man.
Yes, that's the right choice.
It is the right choice. He-Man and She-Ra. That's always good. Yeah, and they also watched. What else did they watch? Well, we did introduce them to Bear in the Big Blue House. That's Disney, though.
Oh, Bear.
Yeah, they like bears now. Okay, so.
Oh, they have been watching Brother Bear like over and over again.
And what, Dill?
Drives me crazy. The Brother Bear 2. If you're like, if I'm in the other room doing something and I'm hearing it, every time I hear Patrick Dempsey, I just picture Patrick Dempsey and not a bear. And it's just, that's really weird.
We've replaced your Joaquin Phoenix with Patrick Dempsey.
That feels like a personal problem, but I support you.
She still hasn't seen Disenchanted.
Oh my God. I mean, it's not that good. So you're not really missing out on anything.
Watch it because you're a McDreamy fan. So
yeah.
It's not McDreamy.
Oh, it's McSteamy. I'm sorry.
No.
It's McDreamy, right?
Yes, on the show, but okay.
That's not why she likes him.
That's weird. No, Can't Buy Me Love. We're going way back.
I knew you were going to say that. Can't Buy Me Love with the friggin' lawnmower.
Yes. That, and then John Cusack in
Say Anything. Yeah. I tell you that on my like white elephant, in the sense that I will never find it, white elephant list of things I always look for when I go to the flea market is like a white fringed jacket, like Skye's dress jacket in Can't Buy Me Love. It's so good.
Didn't Robert Downey Jr. wear a white jacket like that when he was in Weird Science?
Probably.
That was so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Oh, obsessed.
Okay. So here's a full list of attractions and entertainment revealed after hours event over at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, you
said that with a lot of excitement.
Okay,
so that has this has already begun. Alien Swirling Saucers, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, Millennium Falcon, Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith, Slinky Dog Dash, Star Tours, Star Wars Launch Bay, Star Wars Rise of the Resistance, Toy Story Mania, and Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. Disney Movie Magic will be performed at 11:25, and Wonderful World of Animation will be at 11:45.
No Fantasmic?
No.
Wow.
Do you want to tell everybody the cost of this?
So tickets for this hard ticket event, depending on the date, because it's variable pricing, starts at $129. The event includes complimentary ice cream products, popcorn, and select beverages. And Hollywood Studios event will also last from 9:30 to 12:30 a.m. Gang.
Okay. No. I really liked that. I enjoyed the Magic Kingdom After Hours event. We did that with our friend Jason.
We did like it.
And really enjoyed it. Now, I will say what I highly suggest you doing is bringing a large cooler, like maybe a backpack cooler, and taking as many of those Mickey premium bars as you can and putting them in your backpack.
You'll have a melted mess.
You will have them for the rest of your trip.
Yeah, so no. Yeah, select beverages. Yeah. The first three Disney After Hours events of the year over it have already sold out, but they're going to be scheduled throughout the rest of the spring. April will be the end month for it. So if you're down, great. I think this is an opportunity for people to ride Rise of the Resistance and Smuggler's Run and different things like that over Star Wars that they would not necessarily have an opportunity to ride without maybe adding on Disney Genie plus, mm-hmm. you know, and getting that like first thing when you
cha-ching,
get there.
Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. So, yeah.
I don't know, man. Adding Genie Plus and then paying the thing is still cheaper than this.
It is. If
but
you, can
you
get
don't
it.
Get ice cream, popcorn, and beverages.
I don't know. I can't.
Kristen said I did really enjoy our Magic Kingdom After Hours event a lot. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so, our friend Jason, he treated us to that, and it was a lot of
fun. That's nice. It was. Yeah. I really enjoy the DVC ones. They do the DVC ones every so often, and but you know those are free because you're a DVC member, but. It's 3 hours.
Well, you can go in before, of course.
How much earlier before?
I'm not sure. I've heard you could probably go in around 7. But
so 5 hours, I guess.
It's usually a couple hours before, but that is not necessarily specified in this
yeah.
article.
Yeah.
So, look, I think it's important that if those things are important for you. Do it. This is a separate hard ticket event, and I think you can possibly get a lot of value from it, but I couldn't help but laugh because any of these events that last 3 hours and you're paying $130 for is viewed as a cash grab.
Yeah.
My hot take.
I like them better when they're 4 hours.
100%. Give me an extra hour.
Yeah. At least to like one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that would be legit. If it was like, you know, we're open until 1, that's great because no one was going to be there. You can walk on and that would make it, the price would be worth the price of admission. Plus, you'd have to get all your other goodies and drinks and everything, which I think is great, you know.
We were able to get walk on and off of Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, just like get off and get back in and like kept going around. I think we rode it with 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no
I'm curious to see what the capacity is for this. Because if it's like a Halloween party capacity, you're still going to wait in some lines.
And I know when we did the after hours event at Magic Kingdom, it was significantly less than those parties.
Walked on.
Yeah.
It felt like when you walk into the park early, you know, if you get like if you get like a character breakfast or something like that, and you're going in the park and there's just like people, you know, that are there. It was more of like closer to that than.
This is, of course, pre-pandemic, but.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. You, that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I think you can get value. And I think in that time, you could probably ride all the rides if you're able to walk on and do everything you need to do in a 3 hour span and kind of get all the drinks that you need and get a few snacks to kind of, you know, walk and talk and snack and go there and do your thing. So,
yeah.
So my thought is if you are somebody who is limited on the amount of time that you can, you know, that you're going to be spending on your vacation, maybe you only have a 5 day trip and you really want to be able to hit these attractions, it's worth it at that point then to pay that amount instead of spending a park day trying to catch those attractions. That's if they are keeping the attendance the way they did pre-pandemic.
No. I mean, I guess if you're going and you are getting a one park ticket, not doing a park hopper, and then trying to do this at night, I could see how that would be definitely worth it. So, yeah, it just depends on the time. I don't think that this would be worth it for me personally, but I can see how it would be worth it for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And obviously it is because it's sold out. So,
yeah, people like it. I mean, that's the power of the brand. You know, we talk about our hot takes and then you see that, oh yeah, these first events are sold out. How sustainable is it going to be?
Yeah. I mean, you could easily do Animal Kingdom during the day and then do this at night.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you've knocked out
two parks.
Now you may not get to see and do everything you would do when the park is open, but you've got the best attractions, the ones that are going to have the long waits and stuff like that.
And you don't have to worry about if you didn't get a park reservation for the attraction that you needed on that particular day, that circumnavigates everything. Mm-hmm. You just park ticket event, you don't have to worry about it. And you're pretty much like, if you want to get on, you know, Rise of Resistance, just get on it the first time you get there and get in line and knock it out and everything else will fall into place.
Yeah, definitely.
I think. Anyway, that was my hot take and our hot take. So
I love it.
Take it for what it is. Take it and love it.
Well, I think we got everything covered that we needed to.
I think so, too.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell.
Oh.
If you enjoy what we do, please support the show. You can do that by becoming a sponsor on Anchor, or you can shop our links on Amazon, Disney Store. You have Kingdom Strollers and Garden Grocer that you can find on dining@disney.com or in our show notes. Al John, do you want to tell everyone where they can find us?
Yes, for sure. You can find me, first of all, there at Al John Go on Instagram. You can also find us at Dining at Disney in terms of all our social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can check out our YouTube feed. The Spotify link is amazing, so please check that out because video podcasts are a thing now, baby. So check out Dining at Disney, audio and video there at Spotify, but exclusively on Spotify for the video. And then we'll also have video on Facebook as well. You can also check out this podcast and the rest of our fellow podcasts that we have here, the Disney List with Kristen and myself, where we give our top 10 lists every single week. Also Skull Rock Podcast with myself and Dave Bossert, and Eat the Pictures back for yet another season. Yes.
Yes.
And then, and what are we talking about, Kat, on your podcast, Eat the Pictures?
Oh, we're going to talk about the Spice Girls. Like I said, I felt a little inspired by Avatar, forgive me. And I wrote an episode about Titanic. you know, it's all over the place. We're all over the place. 2023, the year of nonsense. It's going to be great.
I have a request.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking through the backlog of Eat the Pictures. And since you went on this James Cameron situation.
Yeah.
ever do Terminator?
Is there a food scene in Terminator?
I don't remember, but I know that I know that there's a food scene in what other James Cameron film? I had it on the tip of my tongue. Anyway,
I'll look into it.
Yeah, maybe not Terminator, but
I'll look into it.
James Cameron film we could do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you can find me, of course, at Eat the Pictures, but then also on Instagram at Catastrophe at at CAD_ASTROPHE. This episode is airing a little bit afterwards, but I want to wish my little brother a happy 30th birthday. Aww. He's an old man. He's going to be a dad.
Yay!
And I'm super excited for him. So I just want to say happy birthday, Matt. I love you. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, and of course, the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone for all your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel. Contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. She will send you on the trip of your life, and her services are free.
Kat, when is your brother's birthday?
The 4th. It's today as we record.
Okay. See, my sister's birthday is the 8th.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was Elvis.
Ooh, that's fancy.
Not bad.
Well, I have been Kat. That has been Kristen and Aljon. Until next time, bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Spice up your life.
No.